Phoenix Audio presents
The Cat Who Wasn't There by Lillian Jackson Braun, narrated by George Guidel. Quillerman is on his way to Scotland, but this time Coco's nowhere near the scene of the crime. He and Yum Yum are back in Pickaxe being coddled by a cat sitter. But Coco won't sit still once Quill's traveling party returns, minus one member. Coco may have been miles away from the murder scene, but he's just a whisker away from solving the case. And now, The Cat Who Wasn't There.
Chapter 1. In late August, 16 residents of Moose County, a remote part of the United States, 400 miles north of everywhere, traveled to Scotland for a tour of the Western Isles and Highlands, lochs and moors, castles and crofts, firths and straths, burns and braes, fens and bens and glens. Only 15 of them returned alive, and the survivors straggled home in various states of shock or confusion. Among the travelers who signed up for the Bonnie Scots tour were several prominent persons in Pickaxe City, the county seat. They included the owner of the department store, the superintendent of schools, a young doctor from a distinguished family, the publisher of the local newspaper, the administrator of the public library, and a good-looking, well-built, middle-aged man with a luxuriant pepper-and-salt mustache and drooping eyelids, who happened to be the richest bachelor in Moose County.